We're in the season of Advent, and this is the third Sunday of Advent. It's a time dedicated to waiting on the Lord, waiting on the coming of the Lord. The ancient church waited for Jesus to come for 4,000 years. From the garden in the antediluvian world to Bethlehem in the Roman world, we waited for 4,000 years. The Advent wreath is a tradition that's fairly new. It's only about 400 years old, and it's a Protestant tradition, by the way, which originated in Germany. And so I'm going to say that there's four candles for every millennia that we were waiting on the Lord the first time around. And we light the candles every Sunday. The church has grown from one nation to all nations, and instead of one nation waiting for the Messiah, all the nations are now waiting for the Messiah to return. We've been waiting for 2,000 years, and we're now entering into the third millennium. And it's a long time to wait, is it not? But this is part of the Christian life, waiting. Isaiah says those who wait for the Lord will renew their strength. They will mount up with wings like eagles. They will run and not be weary. They will walk and not be faint. God strengthens us when we wait on him. He doesn't abandon us. Jesus tells us that he will be with us till the end of the age. And then there will be his coming, his arrival, which is what Advent means. And so we wait on the Lord. We wait on him by literally waiting on him in our prayer closets. We wait on him in our public worship. We wait on him in our daily lives. We wait on him to move on our behalf when we are helpless in our battles against the flesh, against our enemies in the church, in the world, in our families, at our workplaces. God's people wait for him, and God moves for his people. God's arrival means judgment on the wicked, on the unrepentant, those who say that they have not sinned. But it means salvation for the righteous, for the repentant, for those who say, Lord, have mercy on me, a miserable sinner. And this reminds us of our need to confess.